This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, we follow sports. I mean, I feel like it's like sports, business, politics is what we do here. And, you know, we talk a lot about UConn. And, you know, in other sports like hockey, I mean, there's great UConn hockey. But this, you know, between Quinnipiac and Sacred Heart, even Yale, there's some really, really great hockey in the state. And in women's basketball, there's also some really great women's basketballs out of UConn. And last year we talked to Fairfield University. They had a great season. And this year they're 25-4. And they're heading into their conference tournament. And I wanted to touch base with their coach, Carly Thibault Dudonis, who joins us live on Brian and Company. Dudonis, did I say that right?
Yes. Okay. Yes, you got it right.
I feel like I hope I didn't give you the kiss of death talking to you over before the weekend. Your 17-game winning streak, and you were undefeated in the conference, and you went down at Quinnipiac on Saturday, and you had beaten them earlier in the year, and I knew you fell behind big early. Sort of what happened?
So, you know, obviously Quinnipiac is a great team, and it's something that I know Coach Fabry said the same thing that we're all saying, is that there's great basketball in this league. And so, you know, obviously two great teams going at it. We won the regular season on a 19-game win streak on Thursday, and I think a little bit of a letdown kind of going into that game. You win a big game at home on Thursday, and I think we kind of came out a little flat to start that game on Saturday, in credit to them for how they started the game. But we did dig ourselves out of a hole and take the lead, but just, you know, we had to kind of claw too far to get back ahead. But at the end of the day, we're excited about going to Atlantic City and the MAC tournament. We're really excited to go try and win another championship.
So I'm curious, because last week you got 2 votes in the AP poll. Do you have to win the tournament to make the tournament?
You know, potentially, yes. That's kind of a position we were in last year. We do feel we have a much stronger resume than this time last year. We kind of figured, if we didn't win the tournament last year, we wouldn't be in. But we've also bolstered our non-conference schedule in a huge way. We've played and won, at Wake Forest and at Arkansas. We lost by 2 at Oklahoma State, who's a quad one team. We've played some really good teams, and we beat Villanova at home. And so we've tried to build that resume to give ourselves the best chance, no matter what, to play in postseason.
We're talking with Coach Carly Thibault Dudonis here, the head coach of the Fairfield University women's basketball team. I'm curious, after last season, you know, did you have to do a lot of rebuilding? Did you get nipped by the portal? Did you have to go into the portal? Like, just talk about having to refashion the team, or were you able to keep the kids you wanted and recruit the kids you wanted?
So we actually were in a great position. At Fairfield, we are in a place that people love to be and stay, and so we haven't had to deal with a lot of turnover that I think is pretty common in college athletics right now. We were able to return 91% of our scoring, and so the only kind of caveat with that is that our preseason player of the year and one of our point guards went down with an ACL 8 games in. Mm. And so we had a majority of our team back from last year. We added some great pieces. The nice thing for us is that we're able to recruit high talented and high caliber kids, but we also can add here and there from the portal, somewhere that we want to fill a hole, but we don't necessarily have to revamp and recreate our team each year out of the portal. So we get a little bit of the best of both worlds, and we were able to add some great pieces. We had 5 new players to last year's team. But yeah, we were able to also have a ton of continuity, which is great.
Do you think that's a pattern, like something you'll be able to do, or is that like getting lucky, or is that a culture thing? I'm just, because it, if that's true over a course of years, then that would be pretty unique at this level, I would think.
Yeah. I sure hope it's a culture thing. That's the goal. You know, I hope and I anticipate that we won't have to live and die by the portal and adding pieces and recreating a team. That's something that we still recruit 4-year kids and freshmen, and we want to develop them and create that continuity. I think that's one of the advantages of being at the quote unquote mid-major level, is that we still get young women who come to Fairfield for the right reasons. They love the education, they love the people, they love the location. And so I hope and we work every day that our culture is a place that people want to be and stay. And we also know that the landscape of college athletics is changing. So we're going to, you know, be creative and adjust and try to make it so that this is a place people want to stay.
Yeah, it's so hard. I mean, you know, you get someone like Patino says he's not even recruiting high school kids anymore. You know, I mean, it's but I think if you can stay out of that fray and still succeed, that's incredible. Mm-hmm. But I mean, at some point,
yeah.
I mean, is NIL, I mean, are you able to get some help on that stuff, or is that just...
That's still kind of a frontier that we're chasing down and we're working on. You know, I think that we want to be aspirational here, and you mentioned Patino, we kind of gone the opposite direction, that we are going to recruit high school kids and 4-year kids, because those are the ones that we feel like we can get a gem that it's going to, you know, from a strictly a financial perspective, the high level portal kids are going for an unreal rate in the future here. So we're going to do it a little bit different.
Well, no, but I think there's something to it. I think, you know, in this era, on both sides, maybe a little more pronounced on the men's side, if you get to have a team stay together for 4 years, you're going to beat more talented teams because there's just more cohesion with the team. I mean, I think that's
the goal.
Yeah, I mean, I think there is an advantage there if you can pull it off. We're talking with Carly Thibault Dudonis, and again, the MAC tournament starts in Atlantic City on Wednesday, correct?
The tournament starts Tuesday. We play Wednesday. The first round of games are Tuesday, and then those who have a bye play the winners Wednesday and Thursday.
So you got to win. You have to win 3 to win the whole thing.
Win 3 or 4 if you play on the first day. But for us, we have to win 3.
You got it. You know, I was curious because, you know, one of the things we talked about last year, I don't know if it was in front of you or behind your back, but that you would be the type of candidate, if there was some turnover in a Power 5 type conference, that you'd be a candidate. And then you signed a deal. And I'm just curious if you could share, to what degree you can, like why you decided to make that commitment when clearly, in our opinion, you could have probably competed for some big, big, big time jobs.
This place is special. And I think in the changing landscape of college athletics, we've been able to kind of keep a little piece of heaven here where it's what college athletics should feel like. Where people come for the right reasons. It feels like a home. And yeah, of course there's going to be phone calls and opportunities, but I truly do feel like this is a place that, while it's not quote unquote powerful, or we can make it big time here. We've seen it done at a place like Gonzaga on the West Coast. We've seen it done in our league that teams have gone to the Sweet 16 before, and we still feel like there's so much left to accomplish here. We want to win games in the NCAA tournament. We have the support from the top. And so, this is a special place with amazing people, and it feels like a great fit for me. I tell the same thing to recruits all the time: go where you fit. It's not always about the biggest or the most money. It's where you're going to find joy and grow and develop as a human. And I'm doing that here.
Great, that's awesome. It seems like athletics are really, really humming there in general, and obviously the location is just beautiful. So, listen, good luck in the tournament, and hopefully we'll catch up again soon.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you having me on.
All right. Have a good day.